In Peru, there are 10,000 one-and-two-room schools and thousands of school children who live in homes without running water or electricity. But now many of those same youngsters own a laptop computer. Peru is purchasing hundreds of thousands of laptops developed by MIT and leading technology firms as part of a huge educational experiment. NPR's Larry Abramson has the first of two reports.
You can see kids swinging their new laptops from their arms as they arrive at the school in the town of Arawai. Some have walked for miles to reach this small school, perched on the edge of the Andes Mountains, 8,000 feet above sea level. The landscape in this village of 300 is impossibly steep. The houses look like they're about to go skittering down into the valley. If you plan to drive here, bring two spare tires. The road is unbelievable. Arawai is cut off in every way. The introduction of the One Laptop per Child program is meant to flip a switch and link poor rural villages to the modern era. The kids here use their laptops for everything. When teacher Judith Innocente asks her class of 11-year-olds to write a story about their hometown, they run outside to take pictures with the laptop's built-in cameras. School director Patricia Peña says the laptops have transformed these students.
Se han vuelto un poco más sociables. No eran tan comunicativos los alumnos.
They didn't used to participate in the classroom. Students were very, very shy. But the laptops have made them more open and more engaged in what they're doing. They socialize more, they learn from each other, they share.
Peru's Ministry of Education is placing a big bet on these gadgets.
El gobierno entrega este año más de 200,000 laptops.
Public service announcements like this one herald the laptop program as proof that education is priority number one.
El Perú avanza.
The country has bought and distributed over 40,000 laptops, focusing on the poorest, most isolated villages like Arawai. By the end of 2009, nearly 300,000 will be sprinkled among the thousands of one- and two-room schoolhouses throughout Peru. But many people who've worked on education for years here say the government is looking for a quick fix to deep-seated problems. Patricia Aregui says the government is skipping over some basic steps.
Have children that are well-nourished, that don't get to school without a breakfast. Provide roads that make it easier for kids to make it to high schools. Insurance, so they don't get sick at schools that don't have any clean water nor electricity for a pump.
Aregui is a sociologist in Lima. Her company, Grare, has done consulting work on education policy for years. Like many advocates of education reform here, Aregui feels the One Laptop per Child program is an expensive gamble with untested technology. She says every new administration likes to waltz in with a glitzy new project that makes people feel good.
They wanted something that they could wave as a banner, a slogan, a motto.
Peru has a tiny education budget near the bottom for the region in per capita spending. Given that reality, Oscar Becerra of the Education Ministry says a $200 laptop fully loaded with books and even Wikipedia is a good buy.
It's the cheapest thing we can do with such a powerful effect. 200 books will be more expensive, and we are giving them 200 books and 100 other things for the same price.
Mi puma y mi zorra.
In the classroom, there is no debate about the laptops. Teachers and kids love them. In Arawai, we asked one student, what's your favorite thing about the laptops?
Internet.
But many other schools have no internet access. Teachers often collect students' web requests and take them to town when they get paid, then bring back the results on a portable storage device. Talk about your worldwide weight. Arawai is the poster child for the program and has received a lot of resources and training. Yet even here, many of the machine's capabilities are not used. Kids do not hand in their papers electronically. Teachers read their work off the screen and then record their grades in a paper notebook. Even experienced teachers are still struggling to make the laptops part of the curriculum. Ana Maria Quispe has total command of her class of first and second graders in Arawai. She runs through an exercise on how to recognize the GR sound. The class is working like a finely tuned engine, a basketful of energetic kids all responding in unison. But when Kispe asks students to write down their new words on their laptops, the mood shifts. As soon as the laptops emerge, the magic spell that Kispe had cast is broken. The group seems to break down into a bunch of individuals. Some struggle to find an extension cord. Others play games with the laptops while they wait for class to resume. In the next room, students are working on math problems. But the laptops have no dedicated math programs, so students must rely on word processing software included on the laptops. Now, if you've ever tried to do this yourself, you know that the little columns of numbers keep getting all jumbled up. The teacher, Soledad Milagros, is new here, and she's only received one day of training on the laptops. She jumps from student to student, trying to fix those columns. Off in the corner, one child sits looking rather forlorn without a laptop. The teacher explains that the boy's laptop is broken.
Al finalizar, si la laptop está maltratada, está deteriorada.
Ultimately, it's the responsibility of the parent. If the laptop breaks down, we call the technician. But if it cannot be fixed, then the parents have to pay for it.
If his parents can't replace the machine, this student could spend the rest of the year studying the old-fashioned way. The machines cost the equivalent of a month's salary for the typical teacher, an enormous sum for many of the villagers here. Despite these hiccups, you can already see ways in which the laptop program is changing rural life in Peru. The big question is whether educational reform in this country can stop the inexorable migration to Peru's overcrowded urban areas.
Kids are going to get skills that are going to be useful not in their communities, but outside their communities, which is not necessarily the outcome looked for with this project.
A look at the impact of one laptop per child on rural life in tomorrow's story. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
And you can hear the second part of Larry's reporting on Weekend Edition Sunday. And for a look at how laptops compute in rural villages, you can come to our website, npr.org.